We built an environment of prayer, and we've talked about us jumping into that, the middle of that circle, and standing there and saying, okay, here I am, living under the Lordship of Christ, living in intimacy with Christ, got this environment of prayer around me where people are mobilized around our ministry for prayer and communion with God. Now, in light of that, what do I do in youth ministry to really pursue a direction that is going to take me toward the goal of life change and producing life changers? What do I do? And the first element of this is what we call building leaders. In other words, if we don't build leaders in the context of what we're doing, then we're going to shoot ourselves in the foot. We're going to short circuit what we're trying to do. It's an interesting thing when you think about it, because most people who are in youth ministry get into youth ministry because they want to work with kids. And so the transition to working with leadership for a lot of people who are in youth ministry is a huge transition. And yet, after you've really worked with, you know, maxed out at 30, 40 kids, I mean, you're already on a burnout track at that level, so you're never going to get any further than that unless building leaders is a part of your overall strategy. So it was a part of what Jesus did. We want to be a part of what we do. And we're going to walk through this in some progressive steps here for the next few minutes. Let's start it out this way. The church always struggles with a leadership crunch. Anybody here want to raise their hand and say, we've got all the leaders that we need and we don't need any more? No, nobody wants to do that, because we can always use more leaders. So will we ever have enough leaders or more leaders than we need? No. But most of us are woefully, as we saw this morning with a hand clap, most of us are woefully inadequate when it comes to really having leaders that we need in terms of numbers, but even more so in terms of really being able to do the things that that leaders need to do, and really nurturing and growing leaders the way we need to. Somebody says, you know, personnel committee or whoever it is that does this in your church says, you know, will somebody please take the 10th grade boys? Please, would somebody please take the 10th grade boys? Nobody shows up to take the 10th grade boys. Nobody raises their hand. Nobody's jumping up and saying, hey, man, I'm fired up about doing that. And, you know, come to find out that the reason nobody wants to take the 10th grade boys is because last year the 10th grade boys rolled their house every Friday night and caught the rolls on fire. And after a year of doing that, you're saying, you know, I don't want to be a part of that. You ever hear people say this? I have served my time. As if being in youth ministry is some prison sentence or something like that. And so as a result of that, there are many people. It would be interesting to do a survey in your church to go back and find the number of people in your church who have worked in youth ministry in the past but are no more doing that because they've served their time. And I think what happens to us in that is the church assigns untrained leaders to do insignificant tasks. And we do things like we recruit people to go on retreats with us. We give them the responsibility of doing the cookies and Kool-Aid and keeping kids out of the bushes. And basically, that's their role. And so as a result of that, after a year of doing that, people are saying, you know, I see no value in doing this. Or we hand them a book and say, here's the book, see you next year. And we consider that training. Or we get a person to drive the church bus. Anybody here driving driver of the church bus? Whoa. Man, unbelievable. I mean, I remember, I don't know, I don't think I've ever been on a trip where the bus didn't break down. Yeah, I think probably every trip I've ever been on, the bus broke down somewhere. And I remember driving one time, and we were on this trip, and about 40 kids, boom boxes everywhere, you know, and everything, lots of noise in there. And I looked up to the front, and the driver's doing this. He's kind of doing this. And he's going around, he's doing this. But the bus is going straight ahead. And I'm going, unbelievable. What is going on here? And the guy basically just, you know, the bus was in such bad shape that he had to steer it like that in order to even get it to go straight. So we're looking out here going, you know, okay, I am that driver of that bus. Or I've got some layperson that's driving that bus, and the guy's going, you know, hey, a couple of trips like this, and I've served my time. My prison sentence is over. I'm out of here. I don't want to do this anymore. And so we have more people. We have this downward cycle that's going on where people –